Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Thank you for taking the time to tune in and practice what we preach. As you listen to this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager, Malpractice Before Diagnosis, it talks about referrals. So I'm going to take a moment and ask for a little bit of help. Not that you refer us to anyone specifically through this podcast, but if you enjoy it, please take a couple minutes to log on to LinkedIn or Facebook, give us a like, hit that share button, and help us beat the algorithms of social media. The more people that can see our content is always better, and we want to get our word out there. So, without further ado, here we go with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Symptoms. Hayden was ready for her first call of the day. She had a referral into this prospect's office and had been told they were in need of getting products fast. Very fast. In preparation for her meeting, she pulled timelines, shipping schedules, and production pieces that could impact their products she thought this prospect was interested in. She went in guns blazing, looking to impress this prospect with all of her timelines, schedules, and presentation on how quickly her company can execute filling orders. The prospect was happy to have the shipping information, but informed Hayden it wasn't their biggest obstacle to overcome when evaluating where to place an order. Hayden left knowing she might not get the order and wishing she hadn't tried to create a problem in an effort to fix it with her company's solutions. Where she seemed to have a disconnect is the manner in which the diagnosis should have been developed in the first place. Diagnosis. Many times, salespeople feel their job is to create problems, even if none exist, or to talk about the product or services in an attempt to create interest. Other business development folks that aren't as confident or aggressive tend to talk about their firm in an attempt to establish credibility. Premature presentations result, and this inevitability makes prospects defensive or skeptical, destroys rapport, and produces little to no results without any traction from the missing diagnosis. The more you act like a vendor, the more you'll be treated like a vendor. Prescription. First, can we agree that not everyone is a prospect? Second, can we agree that most people would be happy if they were simply able to get far enough in the relationship to ask the right qualifying questions? If this is the case, let's start by creating a collaborative atmosphere where the prospect is comfortable discussing their problems and priorities. Here's a few ways to do that. Ask your referrals what they know about you and why they think you were introduced to them. Don't go in there guessing. Develop an effective meeting agreement with permission to ask questions and for them to do the same. Remember to use not. Naturally, obviously, typically. Get comfortable with letting the prospect know that it is okay to say no if it doesn't look like there is a fit. Admit or agree that there may be conditions that will stand in the way. Tone down the aggressive style so that the prospect doesn't feel pressured. The first meeting often sets the tone for the rest of the sales cycle. Setting expectations and getting discovery are the engines for a smooth process. If the engines aren't running, then the process is likely to stall. Create an atmosphere where the lines of communication are more open and watch your results improve dramatically. Critical thinking. Have you ever been to a doctor or maybe even asking for advice from a friend, and before you can finish explaining all you are experiencing, they have a solution for you? This is the same thing as trying to solve problems that you aren't sure are there with your clients. How do you get back on track with discovery if you get off track? The drill. The drill starts with our final thoughts for the morning. Today, we went with two of our own beliefs and tenets. First, malpractice is prescription before diagnosis. Second, problems represent the current state of pain, and priorities are the visions of how to handle that in the future. And now the drill. You know how this goes. First, update us on how things went last week. Did you accomplish all of the goals? Did you use Growth Dynamics tactics? How did things go overall? Next, this week, please share your top three goals, personal or professional, or a mix of both, and how you plan to use growth dynamics tactics to accomplish them. We cannot wait to see all of your responses, and thank you to everyone who has been sending them in. Seeing them helps us understand what you're going through and can help shape some of our blog posts and other pieces we put out. If you ever have any idea for any content, please share. We'd love to hear it. That's it for this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Now get out there and make this week the best one yet.